Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Okay.
But you gotta put some umph into it.
I don't like this song.
No? Whatever it's honey cocaine.
Okay.
But wait, it's
what's her name?
Coming
honey
right
honey cocaine?
I like that honey cocaine.
Crank that thing up, Steven. Hold on, dog.
He can't. He ain't trying to get in trouble by YouTube. Okay. Honey cocaine, don't get along with him. Check out a new album. It's really freaking dope.
Honey cocaine.
So we're streaming live with y'all right now. Hey, woo-hoo. Hey. Y'all can talk with me. That's why they put
what's
this computer
happening
in front of me.
Don't be afraid.
Right. You can just type whatever you want in that little box on YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, and then I'll be able to talk back to y'all. I'm going to try.
You can ask them questions, too.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask y'all through this because I ain't doing all that. You're going to have me fucked up. I ain't that technological. joined in studio by the lovely Cornelia Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Nicolette Sensei, don't play Gauna.
What's happening?
Stefan, I am more fire. Wallace.
I just won my fantasy football league. Boom.
Holla, congrats. Where are we going? Because yeah. Don't you get money in
there? It's just a quick $1,000, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you got these New Year plans.
That's why I got this flight I just bought. I just bought me a flight.
Pack your winter, because it's chilly over there.
You know, we won't give no destinations other than Athlone. All right, well, let's just get this over with so that we get the wedding chapel with Yandy and Mendices. Love them.
Cute.
I do. They're like Bonnie and Clyde, little Jay-Z, Beyonce.
And you can see how she was just so nervous. She was so nervous, like, sitting there, like, how am I going to say I don't want to do it here? Like, but she's like, I love him so much. And the way she said it, I mean, in the way he took it, I mean, it was amazing. We all need a man like him.
Well, you kind of had no choice. You just got the slammer. So I stuck with you while you were in the slammer. You know, you got to pretty much give me a wedding.
Yeah.
He has to. He was in jail.
And Yandy stopped the wedding because she wants 32 bridesmaids at her wedding.
That is too many bridesmaids. Like, I'm trying to get down the aisle. Okay.
Yeah, but honestly, my wedding going to be like that because all my female friends are going
to. I'm not going to have 32. You really going to have 32 bridesmaids?
Everybody's in it? You can't have everybody.
Well, it's fine. All my
a lot of females who will be like, what?
All my bridesmaids.
That's why you don't have any. I'm not having any. Because I have to. You can't pick and choose. People get jealous. They get bitter.
That's
they
true.
Get mad and feelings get involved. Nope,
that's
none.
True.
It's gonna be my bridesmaids. I ain't got time to be worried about these bras, what they looking like. That's my wedding.
Can I talk about my bridesmaids real quick?
Yeah,
how many
is
going to be? Five?
I don't know. They're all going to be men, though.
Okay.
You're going to have a gay wedding. I'm going to have all females.
Y'all just going to flip.
We really are.
All right, so.
But, can I just say, Mendici, he said at the altar, he was like, well, you know, she deserves better.
So why did you even bring me here?
So why did you bring me here?
Maybe he just wants to see if she was down.
He was just like, I just need to marry her.
I had to see if she was still Loyal.
Yeah, he's had the John Stop Beer. It. Are you still down?
I feel like Carrie Bradshaw on my computer over in the corner. I'm like, hey, guys. All right, so Yandy meets up with Tara at the sex store, and they must have did a lot of filming down by Christopher Street, because I'm just looking like, is this the only place y'all be filming at? In the sex store, they're talking about Peter. It's so interesting, these conversations, because I do Real Housewives of Atlanta right before this. So, like, the conversations on that episode were very similar to this, as far as, like, Phaedra telling her kids about Apollo going to jail. And then tonight we get Tara not really feeling comfortable about, I mean, the facade that she's putting up of Peter, like, no, he still lives with us sometimes. And, like,
girl, I just need to make a comment, though. Time. Yandy walked up in there like she was newlywed, though, and then the white gown, cream white gown. She was like, yes, hello. Yeah. Almost got married.
She got that. She married, got it. It was beating it up. She had her vacation beat up.
Wait, who?
Yandy. When she came into the, she was like,
into the chapel?
There is.
No, into the sex toy shop. She was like, looking sex real toys, pregnant. What?
Cornelia, you're right. There's an afterglow from the vacation.
Oh, beat up. Yeah. Y'all, all right.
When you get the vacation beat up, like you be floating
like
for a couple
sound
days.
Of music. Like, well, why are you wearing that frock?
I mean, trust me, I was not saying. You know,
I didn't know they made doilies that big.
I'm done with you.
She was happy.
She was happy. She was that happy. She almost got married.
All
right. But no, Tara should just tell. I don't understand the concept. I understand from her perspective what she thinks is going to happen. You protect the kids. You protect Peter's reputation. Don't tell him. However, the kids are going to feel betrayed because they have to find out some other way.
Yeah, but I think she's delusional in the sense that she's playing a game with herself. It ain't even about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of placeholding keeping his bed warm or whatever.
It's true.
And it's over.
That's nasty.
He's holding women a girl with a baby in a belly. Nasty.
Ladies, you guys are supporting a man who, like, without even, I don't know if you actually realize what you're doing, but you guys are allowing this man to be the type of person he is because you keep giving him these beds.
But you know
so
why?
So he never lives in one place because he's boop, 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 boop.
But you know why? Because one wants to have the upper hand than the other girl. They ain't gonna be cool, like y'all said. I try to make that happen, that they might be cool. But at this point, they're like, okay, who's gonna be the girl that's really gonna get him to stay? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they just playing these games, like, you know what? And that's why we see in the, you know, next episode, you know, them talking, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they're just trying to see who's going to really keep him in the bed.
He
you know
really
what I'm
loves me more. No, he loves me more.
It's he like doesn't that, love either of y'all, okay?
It's like that. I don't want to.
How about love. Y'all love yourselves
well,
more?
Well, he don't love himself.
Yeah.
Peter is a grown man who does not love himself. That's why he's doing this. He is a little boy. Mm-hmm. A little boy bops around from person to person. He's that paternal man in a relationship. He breaks away from one and goes to another and goes to another. And goes to another. Don't no grown man do that. Nope. Boys do that. Yep. Peter is a child. And they babysitting him.
They are babysitting and they love it. And
they
he
like
loves
that.
It. He's going to always
be
like
that. He must
have
a big thing too, because there ain't no, like, after all this struggle and strife, I'm still
no, I'm
looking
so
forward to. He must have a big thing.
I don't even care. That thing is probably disgusting. And
they
I had
like
no time
it.
For that thing.
It'd be
goodbye.
A both of those.
And he don't never strap it up.
And probably
you know
he knocked down like 8 jump shots. What is he? He's 8 for 8? Eight.
Probably looking like Rich Dollars. That's why they were
so
close.
I feel like
okay.
It's short and fat.
Short and fat. He's got to know how to work it at
nah,
least.
Nah, but it'd be those. It'd be
it's
those
the lingua.
That be having that. It'd be like, bloop, and then fall out the pants. It's always those ones like that. The slimy ones, man.
It's the lingua. Peter's eating it up. Y'all don't know. He's got the slurpy lips.
He be eating butt.
Speaking of heifer number two, we got Amina and her sister. They're working on the new Black Butterfly album. That was so awkward seeing,
you know, her
another
twin
Amina.
I know, so well, weird. I was so caught off guard, y'all, because when they were singing, I was like, oh lord, here she comes again, like the and I was like, oh shit, who's this? And then I was like, oh, she didn't have the tattoo there, and I was tripping out. And then I was like, oh, her sister makes her kind of look cute, you know what I'm saying? Her sister got the like the better jeans, you know what I'm saying?
No,
they still look exactly the same, but she
identical.
Still got the...
It's just Erica's teeth. She sucked her... Not Erica. I mean, she sucked her thumb.
That's what
when you suck your thumb, they start to do that whole...
Protrude in the
front.
Like,
front move.
But it made me like Amina a little bit. Their like relationship and stuff like that.
I thought they both look really cute together.
But they both sing
they
exactly
looked,
the same, and
it was
tripping me out. I was like, oh, hell, there's two of them? Oh, shit.
Can we swap out Amina and bring her sister into the
Wait, can we please just read with some of these people? Y'all crack me up. All right. Jeremy Kennedy. Tara's fucking Peter. Her pussy is open for business. Don't pull it, bitch.
Yeah. Jeremy.
Caitlin Monroe. Whenever Tara says, for the kids, her eyes go blank.
I love it.
Tara isn't telling the kids because they are fucking. The bed is warm.
That's true, though.
Caitlin Monroe. Shut up, because we were going to get to this. Big question, though. How is Peter affording a vacation?
Whoa.
Thank you. He over here talking about Ireland. No one's trying to go to Ireland. No, Peter,
I'm just going
to
call you Tyra.
Did he say Ireland?
Peter, you know when you book last minute cruises and they dock in your city, they be like 109 per person. Peter about to hop on a cruise from the port in Red Hook in Brooklyn, and that joker going to be 109 per person.
You know what? He said Ireland just because he knew he'd never get there. He was just like, Ireland.
You can get those trips to like Florida or even down to like Atlanta.
Out here in Long Beach, the cruise ship Carnival leaves, and it'd be like 109 per person.
Hawaii, 999.
Yeah, like a 3-day, 4-day cruise.
I didn't know that.
They go to Panama City in Georgia.
When I lived in New York, you could get that $299 trip to London. I was like,
Peter, go hop on that Carnival cruise.
They just
cruise with
telling
kids.
Thoughts to fly on over. Hey, you want a career? Just come on over. Right, right. Tyra said, Peter is the OG thought, the original Masika.
Aw.
And then Alicia Johnson talking about Peter's has his own love pentagon.
He does, though. He does, actually.
Peter can't afford
it. He's got a pentagon that we can see, though, at least.
Yes.
This black butterfly thing, I'm just looking at this like, y'all had like one single back in the day. I mean, yeah, 2 to 3, because they had that one with Fabulous.
I will say this,
what
though.
What was it called,
though? If Amina wouldn't have set herself up to be this person on TV that's kind of dumb, and the fact that her sister looks just like
so
her,
her
sister could have came out here and they could have used this as a springboard and they could have really got some music popping. Mm-hmm. But now that everybody thinks Amina is this stupid little girl,
homewrecker,
that's done. Yeah. But they could have totally saw that, because when I saw her sister, I was like, oh shoot, that's how they always looked.
They could run that game.
They could have ran
the twins and the voices and the whole thing.
Not but you're a butterfly, but you're looking like a moth.
It with kills Peter me. Gunks. I'm so sick of girls saying, making statements like, so her sister says, yeah, you know, I noticed he ain't been by the house. We ain't even met him. You know, what's up with Peter? And she said, oh, that happens a lot. What does that mean about your baby's daddy? That happens a lot that he's never around?
No, I'm sitting here like, how is this conversation even happening right now?
She's that
how are you boldly telling your sister, like,
yeah.
But then, I mean, we've seen it twice tonight because we ain't going to get to Diamond Strawberry yet.
That's all another thing.
The damn icing on all of the motherfuckers. The reason why this show needs to be off the air is because they let a fan of Love and Hip Hop be on the show. Y'all.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Amina, what were you, Stefan? What was you? What is
she? Sorry,
because she was telling her sister.
Oh, she said that because she accepted it.
Right.
She accepted her life. Yeah. So when she was like, he does it often. When you feel comfortable enough to tell your family members that your man ain't shit, accepted it.
Mm-hmm. She's pregnant by him,
and you
like,
wallow in it.
Best
like,
believe
I. She's living in that space.
You got me fucked up.
Yep, and she knows he doesn't come home, so she's fine with it.
It
hurts her, but she doesn't have anywhere else to go.
But poor thing, she's stressing, and this baby is getting smaller and smaller. If I was her, I just can't even imagine having that stress. Ooh, honey.
Her sisters, where the family lives?
Germany.
Pregnant.
She can go to Germany and blow up.
She really should.
No?
She should go back to Germany with her family and have the kids with them.
From what I remember, Black Butterfly had like a thing out here back in the day, and then they all went back to Germany, and then the third sister, because Black Butterfly is three of them.
Okay.
And I want to say that they're triplets. The third sister can't get over here, or she's not trying to be a part of the group anymore, so it's just the two sisters, and then... I think Amina is living here, and the other sister's trying to come up over here.
Got it.
Well, they could have had a chance if Amina wasn't so stupid. And they low-key could still save themselves, but Amina has to separate and break from Peter and use this whole woman scorn thing.
She need to remove the heart off her throat so no one knows who she is. You got to remove the damn Yamaha on the side of the...
And she got to take some of those classes for self-respect, you know, where they say, you are important, you are special.
Seriously?
You know, she need one of them classes. Because she, I don't know.
Well... What I'm more confused about is the fact that Amina is now friends with Erica Mena.
I I mean, I love it. They need something. They need somebody. And I'm like, okay,
can't nobody
I'm
be
fine.
Erica's I'm friend. Right.
Because, I mean, right. But, you know, Erica's not being, like, 100%. But, I mean, Amina needs somebody.
Okay,
damn.
But the thing is Amina is out here. Find? Amina is out here and really Erica? Believing, like, oh, my God.
She does, right? I mean, and that's okay.
This girl really just gave me a baby shower, like.
I mean, it's better
she
than
doesn't
what
care
Peter's
about your baby
her.
Shower.
No, mean,
bitch. Erica's doing this for time. Amina's gonna try and build a friendship off this, and then Erica gonna have her out here just selling who knows what with her damn coochie. Like, girl, you don't need to worry about that. Like, both of them gonna just be up here lifting back and forth.
Let
with
me
each
introduce
other,
you
like,
to this dude and to this dude. Yeah,
I can't.
Because Erica is a prostitute. She is, dog.
I mean, it, like, she's really
she
trying
sells
to
it to get
it,
what
she,
to
like,
get where she's got to be.
Erica, Amina, and Masika. I need the three of them. We need like a triple group for them.
No, just, oh, you want to make
they'd be called Thoughtful Adventures.
But no, Amina really don't thoughtful belong because Amina isn't. Amina's too
don't put
slow
Amina
for
there.
That group.
Yeah, yeah.
The other
not
two be on it like they're too quick and they're too
no
like,
bitch. There's always a Michelle in the group.
That's true. She is.
Don't get stop it, Destiny's Child.
We'll give Erica
children.
Farrah.
Destiny's Child.
That's the nicest compliment I done ever gave Erica many, yo. Mm-hmm. She can be Beyonce. Mm.
Hey, really Erica's fine though. Though. Listen, we gotta keep it real. God bless her. She's a very, very attractive woman.
Okay.
And she uses that okay. to her full advantage. She right. is.
Well, you can go jerk off to that later tonight. But so we're going to talk about when they sat down at the dinner table with Peter and Amina and Erica and Sin. So Erica has this connection.
You know,
I just have, like,
really
this connection.
Have this connection with her.
You know, and like, Peter, I really like, you know, I know we had our thing, but like, I don't know when it is. So did y'all have sex? Like, I'm wondering, Erica, did you eat the box out one
yeah,
day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we know how you be doing. And she wants to throw this baby shower. And I'm just looking like...
I just don't know what the... Because if Erica says that or volunteers...
Is this Nene's wedding?
I mean, you knew Peter like, wasn't going to throw her no baby shower.
But well, it's not his job. It's your homegirl's job to do it.
Right.
However, so Erica, you going to be at home with a hot glue gun and crabs from Michael's and Joanne Fabric. And
you
really going to be putting together these
fabric.
Things, these giveaways? You going to put together the diaper game? You going to do the toilet paper thing and the damn thing with the laundry clips?
You know what? She'll do anything for
she
TV.
Make a diaper cake.
That's what I'm saying. What's the opportunity?
Because like,
she's an opportunist. So if she
TV.
Volunteered this,
she will make
what
sure.
Is the, what's the advantage
she's
for Erica?
She's going to get pregnant by Bow Wow. And is that already a rumor? It might be. I don't know. Is it?
She wouldn't have Bow Wow's baby, would she?
She yeah, wouldn't. She,
what?
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Okay.
She already got this one girl. Kid that nobody ever seen.
We ain't never seen.
I'm happy that she keeps her kid out of
anything.
I'm yeah. actually that
he'd
is
probably
one
be
thing.
Like, Mom, don't include me.
Well, I hope so. Whatever the situation is, I can say one thing about Erica that I can respect her for is that her kid never gets brought into
and she never talks about
light.
Her kid either.
Yeah. So,
so
I
then the kid doesn't
that.
Exist.
I mean,
is she now she's diamond? She's diamond strawberry?
No, the way
mommy's gotta
diamond
go.
Strawberry is doing is a whole different story.
Mommy's
okay.
gotta go.
That's in the end, yeah.
Mommy will be back.
So Amina is doing her photo shoot, pregnant and all, like
by herself, just like.
I know. I think it's special when people do things like that. Her damn keyboard on the side of her turned to a grand piano, though.
It
That's
did.
Why you don't ever get tattoos like that.
It's like the piano in Big with Tom Hanks was on it in the Toy Story.
As she finishes the photo shoot, Peter shows up late at the end, and he's mad that he's not in the picture.
That's why.
Typical.
No, he's not.
That's why he beats them.
He wore a t-shirt and jeans
he's
to the photo
mad.
Shoot.
And was like, I'm ready.
He's
ready
not upset.
It.
Y'all know that Peter did not want to be in those photos.
No.
He don't want nobody seeing him in a maternity shoot with Amina.
Nope.
So she says, outfits. Babe, why are you late? Babe, you know, I'm on my hustle. I got to make these moves. You know, I'm spreading myself too thin. You know, I got something special planned for you on Thursday. These are literally, like, there's a handbook out there for, like, things scrubs say. Like, things whack-ass dudes say. I'm on my hustle.
What hustle?
I got to make these moves. I'm spreading myself out too thin.
I'm trying to support
where?
My kids.
Where? Because we still haven't happen? Upgraded.
Where the money at?
Yo, that is the truth. He literally regurgitates
the fact that that he says hustle. Like, when you feel like you have the need to say hustle.
At your age, you should have a career. Can just,
you know what the thing is if they knew you hustled, you wouldn't have to say you were hustling. Yep. They could just see it themselves that you hustling. The fact that you have to explain that you out here hustling, you ain't hustling shit. Sorry.
So you're saying, if you saying you hustling, you really ain't hustling.
But you gotta see it. Because if you really hustling, then we gonna see it.
Peter Guns is 50. He's gonna be
calling you the boss. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Peter's 50. He from the era where you be like, I'm out here hustling. Like, he's from that generation where you talk to your boys about what you doing out here in the street.
And by hustling, I mean, he's 50. He ran the metro, the L line to Queens with
and sleeping on the couch.
With an ounce of something on him.
To third baby mama's house because I'm hustling.
Hope his tap card's strong.
And she, you know, she said she had $20 for me.
Tap card.
Hope flesh is strong. At least the money has to go somewhere traveling all these kids. So.
Shit. So he has something special planned for her on Thursday. Thirsty, I was going to say, because the bitch was like, oh, I don't care that you're late. You have something planned for me? You know, no, look at my like, body. Like,
no, she's like, don't be late because I don't want to, you know, wait for you. Poor thing is Peter, sitting there.
Don't have me. Don't set me up again. Don't. If you have to tell your man.
That's fucking sad.
Don't stand me up again. That's too many times.
If you have to tell your man. If you have to tell your man.
Your baby.
Why are you late for our family photo shoot? If you have to tell your husband.
The fact that he didn't help her to the photo shoot. The fact that he didn't even help her to the photo shoot. And be like, baby, let me carry your bags because you're pregnant.
I'm worried about
you. Let me take you to this photo shoot. What are you
going to
wear? Okay, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you had to come later when she was already in the middle of the photo shoot, like, I'm done.
Well, Peter has done 7 of these photo shoots, y'all. So... He's done it 7 times.
I highly
doubt it. So he's
over. Well, he,
remember those?
Yeah.
grown up.
So Thursday comes, and Amina's sitting there with her 2 cold iced coffees.
That is so freaking sad. First of all,
how do you stand your impregnated wife up?
And first of all, why is she meeting you at lunch? Why didn't you guys just go together? Like, she always
home.
Meeting you. Like, she.
Home.
That's just sad.
He never comes home, so she just has to see him out in the streets.
And you bought his iced coffee on top.
Because she knew that he didn't have
this $3.75. Thing. I just felt so bad for her.
Peter, I went and got it. I got it, baby. Don't worry about it. I got your $3.75 coffee.
He Damn. Don't feel bad for her.
Where are we going
I don't
to lunch?
Feel bad for her.
Because I got money on my card.
Because she signed up for this. When you marry a man, you marrying him and who he is. He's
I
not
know.
Gonna change because you're pregnant, or he's not gonna change because you married him.
And
Peter was
a dirtbag
from the start. He's been dogging her out from the beginning.
I know.
I'm tripping out that they're married.
Though, guys, I have feelings.
It's on her.
You should, Nicolette, you and Elizabeth Mepipsi, I don't know how to say your name, go. She said, Amina, is it tragic? I actually want to start a GoFund for that girl.
Seriously, like...
Well, because it's because she's super sweet and super cute, and you can tell her
no,
heart's
pure. No, it's not because of that. It's just like, damn, like, she pregnant. Like, that's why it's sad. Like,
Alicia Johnson says, Peter looks like Mucinex DM.
Yeah.
That's actually, if you
he
really
looked like a bald Furby. Oh, my God, he really do be, though.
He did look like a bald Furby.
Love Forever was saying, Peter looks like a foot fungus, and I really want him to get a vasectomy.
He does need to get the snip.
And he needs to wash them feet.
He does need to
So while she's stood up at this coffee situation, he's like around the corner with Tara eating with his kids.
Not even thinking about Amina. Like, not even thinking they had lunch. Not even thinking nothing. Like, talking about a whole nother situation. Talking about,
let's
I'm going to take
a trip
your family on
kids.
A trip. Like, don't you remember you're supposed...
Girl.
Because he was... Mesh. That was all smoke and mirrors and bullshit when he said... Yo, I got something planned on Thursday. He made that up. He thought he was brilliant in that moment. Yep. He was like, she bought that, boy. I got her. He, you know, he got a little something later on and was like, we good. Forgot.
No,
it's gone from his mind.
It is. Bye. He was having spaghetti.
Yep.
Spaghetti.
Twirling it.
He was having the time of his life, like, oh, this is the best meal ever. Like, Tara can afford this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. She's a breadwinner right now. Let me get
I don't
this
have to go to
meal.
Starbucks.
Right. Like, let me eat here real quick.
Yeah. That's how it be when you ain't got no dough, though. You like, let me, I'm going to go out with the girl that be paying for the good stuff.
Mind you guys, the kids don't even
I'm
know.
Not, this is not, See, you trying to bring that here.
No, I just thought you was relating. I'm just
I'm not relating. I'm trying to explain to y'all.
He was giving us the position.
Don't be adjusting.
He got his bracelet on.
That's right. I ain't relating at all. But I'm letting you know that's how it is, though. I see what Peter's doing. He ain't going to Starbucks. He wanted the Italian joint.
Right. The Mastros.
Well, the little boy knew exactly who Amina was. So she came around the corner. He was like, it's her, Dad. And then there you go. You busted.
The girl you told me to watch out for, Daddy, she showed up.
Like her. My stepmom.
Keep an eye out, son.
And I'm just looking at Amina like, girl, you creeping around these streets like... I saw your car parked across the street.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to roll up on them. If I see your car, I'm rolling up.
Oh, best believe.
If I see your car, I'm rolling up.
That's when I feel sorry for you.
Oh, yeah, but with the kids, it's so weird.
Oh, well.
Exactly. With the kid in your stomach, it's weird.
With the kid out of the way, like, earmuffs. What you doing?
Right. Right.
There's a baby in her belly. And she has to go around and find his car.
That's great.
This is her husband.
This is bitches' real lives. Bitches be doing this.
But no, and but it was strategically right near the area. You of know course. Mona dropped that dime like, girl, you better go around the corner.
I think he's down there.
That's right. Where they filming over there.
Ain't that Peter's car?
You yep.
As a man. Why don't you hop out the production, ma'am, and go talk to them, bro? So, Sin and Erica. Sin has a clothing line called Her, I guess.
Wait, man, you don't just jump into Sin and Erica.
We are.
Let's take a...
Isn't that what most people do?
Yep. He needs to take a breath because he over here.
Sin's worried about this blonde chick on Instagram.
With Erica.
And I thought like Erica was like fucking around with some hot blonde chick, and then I realized, oh, she's talking about Chrissy. She said, why is she attacking you? It's very rare that people attack you out of nowhere, and this is true.
Mm-hmm. Attack Erica Mena?
Erica's she always gets attacked. Yeah.
Because she's Erica Mena. Because of the things Erica Mena has done is right. why she gets attacked.
So wait.
It's not like people just coming out the gate like, hey, look at this girl on TV. Yeah, okay, right. Fuck that slut. No, I'm not sitting up here saying these things about Erica Mena because I'm saying because of what is being portrayed on television.
Right. Yeah.
So, she said, you know, like if that was the case, you know, Erica should have felt comfortable being like, oh, she's some hating ass bitch or whatever. Erica just kept saying, I don't know.
She really was like,
I don't know. I don't have time for these bitches.
Like, she kept on smiling. Like, it was just like, she really does not want to admit it. Like,
because Erica is a dude and she runs that game like dudes do.
She really is a dude, though.
She be laughing that off, not saying too much because she don't want to incriminate. She don't want to make the conversation go longer because that's when you make mistakes. She's a dude.
Sin is getting played.
Well, Sin had a little other situation with her later. We see she gets videos and pics of Erica with some girl.
Erica.
And she goes up to her and she was like, who this girl? What's this girl? She was like, oh, hon, that's just Jess. One of my girlfriends just went through this with her boyfriend, and like the videos were on Snapchat. That's why y'all think Snapchat ain't gonna get nowhere, but yep.
And honey.
My friend's friend and recorded the Snapchat, sent them to her, showed her the videos of whatnot, and he was really like, oh, that's just what. Her hand just was in your pants.
Hey.
Unbuckling your belt.
Hey.
Your seatbelt. These kids.
Youngsters, I can't, right? You youngsters.
So that's just Jess. I was just embracing a friend, you know? And when I'm out at these clubs, I'm a rock star. Comes with the package.
No, you're a whore.
I mean, the package was a pack of Trojan condoms, then maybe, but I mean. She says, you don't ride for me. Erica says, you're blowing this up. And Sin says, no, bitch, love and trust are two totally different things. I love you, but I love and respect, but I don't respect you. And again, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Lil Miss Phaedra had a nice little nugget of wisdom on her episode. She said, honey, love is a verb, not a noun.
That's true. Okay, I didn't get that, though.
Let me... I love
you
that.
You don't need to be disgusted.
It means you have to show it. Don't say it.
Oh, okay.
I love that in the midst of this back and forth, the wonderful Erica, who is a dude, by the way, if you notice, there's a quick moment where she grabs Sin's face and she goes, Ma. That's what dudes do.
Yeah, for real.
Listen. And then she said this. I quote, this is a dude quote. What would make Sin happy? That's how you get through it, baby.
You
when
know
you
want to
get through it,
way?
That's how you do it.
She's this way because she done got that game run on her for
since
years.
Since she was 14, yeah. Probably.
So now she's finally getting to use
she
it.
Don't
it's
give
back
a
full
fuck.
Circle.
She be doing
she
her,
said, what,
honey.
What, wait a minute, what would make Sin happy? When you go to that tone and you ask about them, you
she
women.
Said, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you feel secure. That
you.
Is all about you, girl. Mm.
Jeremy Kennedy says, I'm so tired of this fake lesbian relationship. That's your fucking cousin. You're kissing your cousin, bitch.
I mean, honestly.
Elizabeth says, Erica admitted to sleeping with 324 men.
Did she really?
Did she really? And I want to know where you got that from. This is allegedly. Why not just admit she was an escort? Would it make any difference? Everyone went ham. That 324.
Now everybody's like 324 men.
Y'all was laughing when I said she was a prostitute earlier. Now
did she really
it's making
say that,
sense.
Guys?
I want to know. I want to see the receipts.
I mean, I'll right.
So then we get on the flip side of this. Chrissy with Rashida at Rashida's shoe party. Rashida made an appearance. Look. Cuter than last season with the Ronald McDonald.
Right.
Yep.
So apparently Chrissy and Rashida go way back.
I'm sure.
All of a sudden.
One of those, you know, remember that conversation we had at Starbucks?
They probably hustled bitches together. Both of them just
that.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Rashida had a pack of thoughts.
I've had a pack. They all just was in the back like... We are loving hip-hop.
Yeah. It was like a very thoughtful event.
It was
that, wait,
a very
you guys,
thoughtful
go
event.
Back to that scene. And the scene where Rashida says hi to Erica. Just rewind it to the bitch in the gray sweatsuit.
She was dancing like there was 100 boys up in that club. And she was about to get her a rich man, honey.
In that, and baby fat, 19.
Well, that's 2003, what I'm saying. But she was dancing. She was dancing her heart
apple
out. Like,
you know, it's apple bottom.
Honey, baby fat. Juicy couture.
I don't even know if that was a club. That was like a random bar they had, like the side.
Now,
like a side
I mean,
bar.
I'll wear that at home and be real cute, but not at the club. Okay?
That's wild.
I have
looking
my
like the mom from Mean Girls. Like, calm down, girl. So, anyways... Chrissy, it was too excited to talk about her man, talking about,
no one would ever expect, you know, the club papa like me to be up cooking in the sheets, and you know my man loves it, like
he
your man's still married.
You know when older women get a man, she's probably been single for years, and now she's like, girl, I got a man, you know, it's always that one, they say everything, they lead in with having a man, happy, let her have her little man, she getting her some in the sheets.
I kind of feel like it's the Chrissy, same thing though. that we talked about earlier with Peter saying, you know, I'm out here hustling.
Exactly.
I think when somebody is that excited, that overexcited,
that
dude ain't even there no more. He probably gone somewhere.
Oh, yeah. He don't be coming home at night. No. He be doing his own thing, or he might be there, but he talking to another girl.
Yeah, you know, I'm in there cooking and I'm cleaning. No.
She really be cooking and cleaning. Now, if he comes and eats the food, that's the question. But she really be in there cooking.
Oh, you know he's eating the food. She be in there if he stays.
Right, if he says after,
you know,
he eat the food.
Paying attention to you.
Gotta get to the studio.
Right.
Working on this new track.
Working on this new track.
Goodbye.
Hair track.
So Sin shows up. She wants to talk to Chrissy. Chrissy basically, I fuck with Sin. I like Sin.
Yeah,
and this was just a real cool moment to where if Erica tried to do something like this, she would have popped off at some sort. But Sin had the normal conversation. She said that she's known Erica since she was 17 and that she was her escort. Sin starts getting emotional. And then even when, Chrissy started to shade her vocals. Sin was like, okay, do that with your friends because I ain't trying to hear all that.
Yeah.
Which that was cute. And then she stepped out. Well, then we get to the real thoughtful event. Oh, so that was at the shoe party. We get to the thoughtful event where fucking Amber Rose's auntie showed up.
Okay.
Amber's auntie.
Looking like Brigitte Nielsen from
Gone Wrong. Okay.
Rocky back in the day.
Rocky Snatch along.
She had the slick back.
Looking like Angelica Houston from the what's it called? Witches at the end when she pulls her hair up.
Honey.
We having these references.
And I'm just so over Rashida. Like, why would she really want to make these two really talk? Like, this was just so set up. Like, I cannot stand when girls really try to be like, y'all just need to talk. Like,
stop.
Why do you care?
Why do you
care
at all?
Why do you even care?
Why do you care? Because she wants an extra storyline.
Girl, yeah.
She's like, I would have said...
Don't let me talk to somebody I don't want to talk to.
Like,
I'm
like, shut up.
Rashida
I would have said, why do you feel this way about me? No, you wouldn't. No. You'd have been like, bitch.
Right. Right, we've seen how you tried to act
right. Right, Cheetah, like...
So Chrissy walks up to Erica down there, and she walks up over to her, and she said, well, she threatened to come to my house. Ain't nobody seen you in my neighborhood.
With that freaking dinosaur.
dinosaur
necklace, like, coming out the, like.
I mean, first of all.
She had no
I mean, that whole thing. Like,
I like the sassy mouth on Chrissy.
Me too.
But I didn't think she backed it up.
I just couldn't tell if she was balding in certain spots.
You know what,
her hair
y'all,
was shaved, or
after,
it was just blonde.
After she tried
when you
to
do
boss
the slick back,
up.
The bottom
after,
piece, your kitchen right here got to be done.
Y'all, too. I was done with her after after she tried to boss up, and then she walked into that minivan.
Looking like a pantry.
The Honda minivan, y'all.
Oh, she had, that was
she
a
had
man.
Me done.
She was in a dollar
that.
Cab.
Girl.
She had me done after that. I'm sorry. Don't boss up and then say you the shit and then you go into a Honda minivan. Like,
girl,
it could have at least been a Honda
man.
Regular car.
That was
like,
production.
That was a dollar cab.
They could have at least had a white
down,
man or something. You got
Flatbush
me fucked up.
Avenue.
Everything I've said about her is correct.
It's got the sliding doors on the right, though, don't it? Then it had, like, the rollback.
And it wasn't even electric. It said.
I just really think it was production.
The dollar cab be hella reliable. The streets is bad. Brooklyn, you can't get the train station. The dollar cab be up and down this street.
You could at least take a cab before the van. I'm sorry. You ain't backing nothing up. Like, Erica ain't backing up. You ain't backing up nothing.
I was lost in Brooklyn. Got picked up in like a 500 Benz by this African dude with no gas. The gas light was on.
That's weird.
I was like, man, I'm about to get killed, dog. I thought I was going
to
get killed, man. He took me to the house, though. You know, it was great.
His
to
house.
My house.
Yeah.
My house.
I was like, all right. So Erica gets ready to leave because she don't want to disrespect her elders. Chrissy gets her walker and starts walking over towards Erica. Like,
she was stewing. She was stewing. She was over there waiting.
It was just.
She was really walking like.
Let me take your voice, bitch.
She tried to pull her down. I thought she really knocked her down based on the previews, but she didn't. Mm. She didn't get one.
Oh, she did. She pulled her hair, honey.
Yeah,
she
barely.
Pulled her hair and then pulled her down because she pulled too hard.
Erica threw a drink at her.
Erica caught her with like the overhand drink.
And Erica
throw.
Was not scared. She said, boom, goodbye.
She has experience fighting.
Right. I
mean. It's them 6-inch heels
I'd
had Erica fall.
Her, I'd like,
I would have helped you up there.
I'm not fighting Chrissy.
I
you. You got this, boo.
But then after that, she really didn't look like she could back to the fight.
With nothing. All right, well, let's do it. Here we go. Diamond and Damn Cisco.
Just the names alone.
Now, it make me not want to talk about
right.
Diamond and Cisco. Like, we're watching
you know
a
what?
Bad
porn.
Yeah.
There's everything wrong with this situation. The fact... that she never talks about her daughter.
Ever.
The fact
2 years.
That her mother was like, she wasn't even there for probably a day. Her mom was like, I'm coming out there. And basically ripped her to shreds and was like, you need to just come home.
She's 12.
Yeah. How does
this is where I'm worried about this girl because I'm looking like, why did we let her on this show?
Yeah.
How did she get allowed on this show?
Yeah.
Like, Mona, you're not watching this out of everybody that you be. You know what I mean? Peter's old enough to know. This girl clearly does not know
anything.
What she's doing in life. Like, this girl, first of all, she done went across the damn United States to be with this man that don't even know anything about her life, really. And she don't know anything about his life. You don't know where he lives. Rule number one to knowing when a man ain't really fucking with you, if he don't have you come over his house.
You grown and you still having sex in the car.
And
not because
you're like
have
trying
it
to be
right
freaky.
Now. You're trying to be freaky and spice things up in the relationship. No. That's where y'all be doing it. And you're an adult.
Yeah.
Girl, get out that car.
You're calling your daughter a dog.
Wow. She called my Lisa a dog.
I can't.
Like, really? You called your daughter a dog out here? How old is Diamond Strawberry? Is she 16?
Oh, no. That's
somewhere around there.
Y'all in the chat room, can y'all find out how old Diamond is?
You know what?
We're not even going to discuss that she named her daughter My Lisa. Like, M-Y Lisa.
I'd be thinking My Lisa Frank.
My Lisa.
Like, I'm going to come at her kid, you know what I mean?
Not yours, Lisa.
Not yours, mine.
So, not only that, but the other thing is when you move across the country to be with your man and he puts you up with another girl.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
And why did my boo put you up and now I'm with you?
No, no. Like, this is where I keep all my... this is where everybody
stays. This is what we call
the
nest.
Just for the
birds.
It's pathetic. It's a harem.
Yes.
And it's just sick.
Diamond
that, like,
is 22.
It's sick.
Seriously?
I was about to say that, 22.
Six. Carry no, but... One. So
she was 16? Young looking with that Instagram dress that we saw at the end.
Honey, she got that on Melrose. Dress. She got that on Melrose. At all those stores that be trying to price up Stancy Alley clothes.
So then Diamond's mom shows up and she says, "So wait, you haven't been to his place? How are you making money? How are you living? What is the plan?" This is my favorite moment in Love and Hip Hop, on like any reality show. Yeah. Because it was the realest shit. Yes. This is what my mom would have done if she ever came on a show and was like, "What the fuck? Like, we ain't acting up here. Like, what's going on with your life?"
She read her entire book.
But I wish she was a little stronger than that. Like, you left your daughter.
Yeah.
To come over here. You don't have a job. You don't have a plan. Who's supporting you? Father's not. I'm not. Like, you moved over here for dick.
Yeah.
She did.
You moved across the country for dick. Not for love, not for a relationship, because if that was the case, he would know that you have a daughter, and that's what y'all would be working on for the goal. But that's not what the case is. You want to be up in damn the dick octagon with Cisco and his hoes up in the nest and the birds.
I love the mom,
but
I just want to say, Cornelia, I think the mom also equally has done this in her life.
What?
Why?
Flew across because of her and Daryl?
Absolutely.
But let's back it up though. That's different because her and Daryl were at least married at some point.
We think.
Wait, who is Daryl?
Her last name
is
Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry,
her
daddy.
Oh.
But even if she did it, I mean, mama like daughter.
As my mother, why can't you support me?
But let's not say that because just because you were a baseball dude don't mean that you flew across or whatever. Because baseball dudes really do be wiping up their
wives.
But
Daryl did have them hoes, though.
He did.
So I'm just saying.
When I get on track, I will go and get everything together. I'll get my daughter.
I'll send for her.
It's just so
sad. I'll send for her.
That's really sad.
It's really sad.
Because poor my Lisa.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you really out in these streets, and now it's on camera. Like, you know what I mean? Like, be thirsty, be whatever you want with a man. You know what I mean? If you want to have a crush
your
and whatnot.
Personal,
you know what I mean? Like, drink your Sprite in your own little corner, in your own little bed. But you are on national television, like.
Looking nuts.
We're going to be a family!
She did say that.
Like, and that's the thing.
Whoa.
When you called her a fan.
She went crazy.
You called her a fan of the show, Jesse. That's when she was posturing as how she felt the show should go. She's like, "This is the point right now where I," because she stood up for no reason.
She did.
She stood up all early and weird, and then we're going to be a family yelling that. She's posturing for the show. She's a fan.
She was like, "And you're going to accept my daughter, and then we're all going to be one big happy family." Like,
girls who talk like that typically try to kill you next.
Psycho.
Yeah, they're going to try to kill you.
Although they try to fake hurt themselves.
Like,
it's like pills. They never popped one, but they're just all on the floor. It's like, did you overdose? Because they're all on the floor.
And then he's trying to say that she's lying, and she's like, "I am not lying about my daughter."
But you called her a dog.
First of all, just the fact that you're at a public place and you're standing up screaming, "Why don't I know where you stay? I'm tired of fucking in the car." You saw that white man behind you.
He did.
He was like, mm-mm.
And then the other table, I love watching the background people. The other table, they were like, "I want to get this paycheck." What did he just say?
They're never coming back to
that
restaurant.
They were just looking straight.
They're like, we're never coming back.
That's why they put them on the sidewalk.
For real.
But then he kicked
that
table over.
They were on the sidewalk. They were not even on the other side, y'all.
With his champion sweater.
Yeah, can't we address that he kicked the table over with that...
No, not the champion sweater.
With the champion sweatshirt and those tennis shoes. Like, sir...
The V-neck.
You're not going to be talking to me dressed like this. You can't talk to me dressed like this.
I mean, but look how she dressed.
I mean, right.
Two peas in a motherfucking pod.
She was dressing like she was going to the club. Like,
he got that shirt from the outlet mall. That's what it looked like.
The under 18 club.
She got to keep the...
I know. Champion sweatpants, sweatshirt, they be real comfy.
She got to keep the get 'em girl skirt on, though, in case, you know, some car activity needs to go down.
But not for this situation.
She got to be ready.
So, hear me out.
Yes.
Once you know you're going to come over all the time, you know, once you know where I live, then you're going to want to come over all the time.
He sounds insane.
And then, you know, once you want to come over all the time, he was almost going to say, you're going to start popping up.
Right. And, like, and I might have a bitch there. Right. And
or
like,
my wife. Or my wife.
And well, I can't have you leave in the back cave.
He was talking to Jennifer for basketball wise. But but why would she date him? Did you see his outfit, though?
Actually, that's the second. You're the second person that I heard.
Yeah, the first time.
Was it you?
Yeah.
So then
someone
you
added us at it. Yeah.
T-T-T.
Not with that outfit, though. Like, I don't...
So, then you're going to want to move in. Well, wasn't that the point of her moving to New York?
Right.
And who are these people?
And the fact that he's like, I've been hurt. Like, I don't trust anyone. Like, shut up.
Well, he's reading the same manual as Peter Guns.
Like, goodbye.
There's certain things that, like, that whack dudes say that gets over on girls.
Yeah, but like, shout out to Simmons. Didn't Cisco say they have a don't ask, don't tell policy? If he didn't ask about the baby, she didn't have to tell.
Ooh.
Although he did ask, and she said it was her dog.
He said, man, I got trust issues. Trust issues is the easiest way to keep a girl baited without actually making a commitment.
But I will never believe that a man has trust issues. Like, that's what bitches be saying, okay? Like, let's
I
be
believe
real.
I do you believe in trust issues. I've met, I mean, all my exes had, well, they have daddy issues, which cause trust issues, which cause a whole bunch of other issues, but they all stem from some sort of...
I don't know. Unless they like a really nice boy, but players like that, trust issues.
But there's a reason why they're players like that.
You can say you got trust issues till you're about 29 as a man, and after that, if you're not an adult enough to work them out, then you're just a loser. Like, come on. You 29 and
that's
you still
real,
got trust
that is some
issues.
Real shit right there.
You ain't seeked help or read no book to get over it.
Right.
And then you just raggedy.
Get it together.
After that, you just raggedy. Yeah, like you still got trust. You 38. Like,
you really got trust issues. These women are like, get her.
Trust issues. I can't let you even like, see where I live.
Young man,
I can't let you even
see. Knock it off.
These hoes, they just ain't loyal.
Like,
why would you expect a hoe to be loyal? That's my question. Can't trust thoughts. Like, all these songs out today are about not trusting whores, and it's like, well, stop fucking them.
Right.
Ugh.
Like, she's a whore. Why wouldn't you think she has something? You wrap it up.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
I like that he's got the interesting contrast when he says, I just wants to go about it the right way. What is that?
He don't know.
Yeah, it's this ain't sublime
the
wrong way.
The right way by putting her up with another girl that you've probably fucked.
Going about it the right way means you can't see where I live.
But this was the best part.
That's exactly what it means.
This is why I love Love and Hip Hop, because it is just like they could make a class and put this in college, and this you learn so much from this show. Like, bitch, here's what not to do in your life. If you think you're getting fucked over in life, these are everything that they say. Because Cisco, then once she told him about the kid, bitch, you done put all the bullets in the rifle, done spun it, handed it over to him. He was like, "You lied to me. I told you I have trust issues." You lose, because guess what, Diamond? You ain't smart enough to know how to flip it over. Instead, what did you do? You got ratch. You stood up. You made a big scene in front of all the damn people there, and you look crazy.
You're canceled.
Like, he just watched
New Jack City.
2 hours before he had the meeting. Sir, you are not Nino Brown. Knock it off, dude, with those shoes.
What are you capable of canceling? Other than your internet,
you
though. Like, get your fucking
somebody
life.
Canceled his wardrobe allowance, because did you see that top?
What does he do again? He's a producer?
Yeah. That's what he said.
He produces people.
Everybody. I produce. I'm in the studio right now.
There's Diamond went, got up crying over in the damn corner. I was waiting for Chrissy to just like pop up and be like, hey, baby girl.
Hey.
Feeling low?
You need
some money?
Her voice gets deeper. Hey.
You know, allegedly I used to be a madam.
Yeah.
You know, but I know some people that might be able to help you out.
Ew,
get in the
so
car over there
creepy.
With my boy Peter.
She's like, hop in a dollar cab with me right quick.
Hop in the van.
Slot over, Peter.
See that van across the street?
The silver one. The Honda.
Slot over, Rashida.
The Honda Odyssey. What is it?
She got five of Rashida. I got one, Rashida.
Chrissy pimping out Peter, too.
I know.
Peter, you gonna use that dick. You want this check?
Ooh, that slimy... Ugh.
On that note, let's head to predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh.
I King. Who are y'all yes, calling guy, Simba?
No, they're talking about my Lion King sweatshirt. Yes, it is a Lion King sweatshirt. And at the bottom, it says Hakuna Matata.
Oh, I thought they were talking about Rashida.
No, it's my shirt. It's my Lion King shirt. It's my birthday shirt. Yeah, but yeah, today's not my birthday, but I wore it on my birthday. Right, birthday. Little
party, yeah, little but you think about Chrissy and Scar kind of the same. The way she was creeping in, you know. Like,
she did.
Wow. Maybe. She was moving a little too slow for Scar, though. Was
she? She was wild.
Scar's got that creep when he was grandpa. Trying to get
I don't know. I'm not about to be comparing these two. Well,
let's talk about it. Right. It's the Little Mermaid. Okay, that bitch is Ursula. Yes. She wins. That's what the fuck she is. So Cisco has a kid, too, apparently.
And he's like, and he had a baby when they were together. They're supposed to be together.
And then we get Amina stressed out because the baby's too small.
Poor that's thing. So sad. That's, I'm just saying.
Because
stress.
That's real life, and that's really sad. That's no, ridiculous.
Like, well, stop hanging with
Peter. Stop putting yourself in stressful situations.
Break up, leave your man.
How do you leave your man when you're pregnant? That's tough.
Bye. The same the way same he way met you at home for a week.
He don't be at the crib.
He don't be home. Guys, he doesn't live there. He's been sleeping at Tara's house because it's going to come out when he's gone for a week where he really is. Mm-hmm. He's over there.
Yeah.
Being a down. Dad. No, he ain't beating it. He's beating it down.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Raw. I mean, we saw Yandy gave her the condom. She was like, honey.
Girl. And she didn't say, ew. She was like, girl. And then they hugged and embraced. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then we get Tara vacationing with Peter.
We're going on a vacation together.
They're going to drive down to Myrtle Beach.
For the kids.
Beach.
It's for the kids.
And then some guy tells Erica that Sin was with a dude, and Erica and Sin go in on each other.
Oh, but, you know, now when Sin actually wants to move away from you and she does something, now it's all wrong. But when you fuck up, it's fine.
Because Erica is a dude.
True.
Dudes could cheat, do everything they want to do, hurt you in all kinds of ways. You find another, and a dude is crushed.
It's true.
Pissed off.
On that note.
God damn, these people, I can't. On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia. Also, one of my line sisters wrote a book called I Love My Sisters, the children's book. I'm going to Instagram about it, so please support her and her book, guys. If you have kids in your life, please buy the book.
I Love My Sister by who?
Maisha Jackson.
Boom.
At Sensei Don't Play.
Yes, Instagram and Twitter at I Am More Fire.
Stop. Until next week, same time, same place. And thanks for chatting with us live. Make sure you guys do next week, Monday at 9 p.m. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.